You're listening to Bit by Bit, July 1st, 2005. Okay, hi and welcome. This is Bob Sprankle. I'm a 3-4 teacher in multi-grade setting at Wells Elementary School in Wells, Maine. I've been doing a podcast with my 3rd and 4th graders since April, and now that I have a little bit free time on my hands, I'm starting this Bit by Bit podcast. A lot of teachers have written me and asked for tips and advice, and in the little bit of amount of knowledge that I know, I will try to share some of that and point people in the right direction. Today's show is called Where'd You Get It? I got an email from Randy Trailer asking, how are you using this music in the back of your podcast? In fact, right now you're listening to some music right now by Carl Leth, and I'll put a link on the site as I always do, and I'll talk to you about how you can get some music for your podcast. And hopefully everything I'm saying today is going to change in the next coming months, and a lot more music will be available for podcasters. There are tons of sources out there for what people are calling pod-safe music, music that you don't have to pay the RIAA association fee or get permission, because the permission has already been given there. There is what's known as a Creative Commons copyright given to a lot of music out there, and the best way to get into this is go right over to creativecommons.org. I'll put a link in the show notes, and check out the wealth of material that they have there. People are uploading files, text, audio, video, all kinds of things for other people to use in their work. And some of the licensing has certain parameters, like maybe you can't use it to make any money. You can't use it commercially. You have to attribute it to the artist. Most of them will say that. You can't make any changes to it. Some music, you'll be able to do that so that people can sample it in other songs. So most of the music I'm getting from creativecommons.org, or also head over to the Internet Archive. What the Internet Archive is, this is a huge site that is trying to archive everything that's ever been posted on the internet. They've been at it for years. They have things like the Wayback Machine, where you can actually check in on websites and see a picture of that website from years back. They've got audio, they've got text, they've got the Predlinger archive of video, some of those old 50s safety movies there. They've got incredible stuff, but they also have open source audio. So you click on that section there and you'll find plenty of tunes that you can use in your podcast that have Creative Commons license. There's plenty of genres, and you click on those genres, look for tunes that that have that little label, and you'll see that little label. I'll even put a picture of it on the blog that says Creative Commons. You click on that and you see exactly what type of rights that file has. Some other sites, commoncontent.org, that's a nice site. I just found a page called Dave's Imaginary Sound Space, PodSafe Music, that has a whole bunch of links, some sites I haven't even gone to yet, to check out. A lot of podcasters are going to GarageBand.com. Now, this has nothing to do with Apple's GarageBand, but it's bands that are uploading their music for people to check out, to have links back to their band sites, to purchase CDs and whatnot, and some of that music has a Creative Commons license to it. It's also a great place to find those bands, email them and ask permission to use their stuff. Even if they don't have a Creative Commons, they might give you that privilege. There's another site that I'm still trying to figure out how to find stuff, but it's called rmedia.org, and they are also listing a lot of Creative Commons site materials, so that's another one to check out. Adam Curry, who people call the Podfather, if you haven't checked out Adam Curry yet, well, You will sooner or later. So head on over to Daily Source Code or Curry.com and check out his stuff. Kind of a radical show that he puts out, but definitely helps to educate you on what's happening in podcasting arena. He is known as the Podfather. He is one of the people responsible for podcasting. He is going to be putting, he's got a pod show enterprise that's up and coming, and he has a dream of providing an easier way for people to get pod safe music. He's talked a lot about that in his show, so that hopefully is something coming down soon. You know, it's interesting because we just had the Grokster case with the Supreme Court, and not that I totally am a pro on what's happened with that case, I barely understand it, but I did listen to a great Christopher Lydon show on that, and I will point you to that as well on the website. Christopher Lydon, some of you might remember from the Connection radio show, and now he's doing Open Source, another radio show, and he's turning that into a podcast, which are actually Creative Commons licensed podcasts for other people to use. Great discussion about copyright in that show, and Lydon, as usual, pulls all the punches and really is asking some tough questions about, should copyright, you know, reflect the times? Should it be changed to incorporate all this new media that's out there? And one of his guests says, you know, with all the podcast, he actually talks about podcasting, with all the podcasting that's happening, is it going to be that people are going to be having to ask permission to use all these things, you know, with lawyers to lawyers? It just seems like it's going to get out of hand. So definitely check out that show. It's a great show. Last show, I mentioned iTunes, the iTunes update. Hopefully you've downloaded that, 4.9. A lot of mixed reviews about it. I have some of my own different feelings about it. I'm extremely psyched. I definitely see that it is pushing podcasting over the tipping point into a huge, huge membership that 3 days ago did not exist. I look at my own kids' site. Now, this is a podcast show that is pretty much dormant right now. We're going to be having shows throughout the summer, but it, you know, school's out. And the day iTunes came out, I got up in the morning and we had 30 subscribers to our podcast feed. And subscribers mean these are people that have actually plugged this into an aggregator and are asking for updates. So in the morning it was around 30. By 4 o'clock in the afternoon there were 252 subscribers to that feed. Now I'm sure that won't hold, especially during summer, but that is a huge increase. And from what I'm hearing from all these podcast shows, people's audience has gone through the roof. So this is a huge, huge step with podcasting and very much appreciated. No matter what drawbacks some of the software might have with iTunes, it's definitely opening the door to a whole new world. And I think a lot of the issues that people are talking about are going to get cleared up. I've talked about, oh boy, now I don't think that my feed is iTunes ready. In other words, certain information that I'd like to come over into iTunes is not there. And I mentioned the last show that I might actually have to learn how to figure out how to write my own RSS feed code rather than what I've been doing, which is using feedburner.com to do it for me. Well, lo and behold, the next day I hear on some podcast that Feedburner is going to take care of that. And if you go to, I'll put a link on it, if you go to burningdoor.com, which is Feedburner's blog, they have something, and I quote, "We will very soon, really soon, provide the ability to enter additional podcast description data via our SmartCast service," which they've had up for a while, "to give the appropriate RSS extensions to iTunes, Odeo, and others." So that's just fantastic. So in a matter of days, I'll be able to go back, fix my feed right within Feedburner, and everything's going to be hunky-dory with iTunes. So as I mentioned the other day, this is just getting easier and easier. So go to the website. I'd love to hear some questions from you. Go to bobsprankle.com. You'll see a button there for Bit by Bit. And our email is bitbybitpodcast@gmail.com. I'll try to get another show up in a couple days. And happy 4th of July.